Cardiff.
Hi, may I speak with Ruben?
Who's calling, please?
Hi, Ruben. It's Joe White from Tumbleton White.
Hey, I don't know what happened there.
I lost you for a minute, and then I got in the middle of people planning for hurricane stuff. So, sorry about that.
Okay, hey, not a problem. So, what I was saying is, and I think there's a real lack of not education by the customer, but a lot of lack of education from finance companies telling customers really how these loans are underwritten. And I'm going to kind of go start to finish, break this down to manageable parts, and ultimately have a goal of you leaving with a lot of information and hopefully getting a great loan out of the process, okay?
Sure.
I also think just between you and me, there's very highly aggressive, fast-talking people in this industry, and it's just not what we do here. In terms of loans, there's a lot of different avenues. There's term loans, there's business loans, there's secured loans, there's unsecured loans, daily, monthly, a lot of different things. It really comes down to a few different needs. So right now, when you talk about cash flow loans, you've got some daily payment loans. You currently have two, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is, there's generally a UCC filed on the business, and there's something called a first position loan. And what you have is a first position loan, which is... And who's your largest loan with right now? Your first position, I know you have a loan with Everest, but who's your second loan? Is it?
Gibraltar, I think.
Gibraltar. And so what's happening is, so as the loans go up in position, the risk goes up. First, second, third, just like a mortgage. So
right.
to give you an idea of what can Bank of Cardiff do for you, well, we do first position loans all day, and we go up to 10% of your revenues. So in a perfect world, you'd come to us and you'd say, hey guys, I do 8 million sales. Give me $800,000, and we'd probably do it. You guys, by the way, your credit's really, really strong. You pay all your bills on time, and that's a great thing. And you've been around for a long time, so we'd grow with you. The whole challenge that's going to be going on right now here is balances. So you have a loan for Joe Balcher, and your balance is around $200,000, $250,000. Is that correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what is your balance on your Everest loan?
About $200,000.
Okay, so you're about $450,000. So here's the chance, and you're looking to basically refinance those loans to get more money and get a lower payment. Is that correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So here's the challenge. When you do refinancing, there are a lot more rules on that. So in a perfect world, you could get $800,000 from us and pay off those loans and net the difference. So if you got $800,000 from us, you paid off them, you'd get the difference. The whole issue with refinancing is that what often happens with many of these loans is that your Everest loan is very, very new, correct?
Yeah, about a month.
Mm-hmm. A month in. So the challenge with refinancing is, and this is a lot of moving parts, but essentially, most of these loans, it's a commitment to pay back, just not a principal amount. So they're one and the same. And so the problem is that if you're going to pay back these balances, you're basically paying back a year of prepaid interest up front, or 9 months of prepaid interest. And most importantly, with refinancing, there's two levels. With smaller loans, and that's anything under $250,000, you can get at least 50 cents on the dollar, which means if you get $250,000 typically, only $125,000 of that can go to pay off an existing loan. You have to pocket at least $125,000 at the minimum, okay? But when you talk about larger loans, like very, very large loans, something above $250,000 of cash, the issue is that there's been a lot of defaults in the industry when people are carrying forward this prepaid interest. And so the problem is you have to net at least 75 cents on the dollar. And so if you're getting an $800,000 loan and you're needing to net 75% of that, that means that only 25% of 800,000, so 0.25 of 800,000, can go to pay off an existing balance, which is 200,000. And so those numbers really wouldn't match up from a refinance perspective. That's the inherent issue that I think you're going to run into. There are some avenues that I wanted to explore, and also I think this product really is about need. So is this something where you want funding, or is this $100,000 you mentioned earlier, is that going to, like, is that for a project you're currently working on?
Well, yes, we've got two new products coming up in the works that we're going to start with, and we were hoping to have that working capital, as a need for starting up the two new jobs. But the real thing, Ruben, was we did not intend on these day pay loans to be very long term. We understand that, up until the first 90 days or so of them, you're looking at a bunch of interest. What we were hopeful to find was a term loan you know, that could refinance either one or both and, you know, help get rid of them over the course of, you know, what would be a 3-year note or a 5-year note or, you know, whatever was available. That was the game plan on that.
Okay, and we can definitely help you out. Let me give you some avenues, and also let me ask you the most important question is, what is your time, what time reference are you working in? When are you, you know, you're talking about 100 grand. Is this something that you're definitely wanting to get in your account within the next week, the next few days, the next month? What is your time schedule?
On the refinance thing itself, I mean, that could take, you know, a couple of weeks or a month. That's not a big deal. On the $100,000 startup, you know, we'd like to do it within the next couple of weeks, I would say.
So let me give you some, and by the way, in terms of term loans, there's a completely different underwriting process. Do you have, by the way, does your business, your construction company, do you have like a lot of collateral, like heavy yellow iron and trucks and things of that nature? Or is it not?
We're more of a paper contractor.
Gotcha. Then the second question I would have is, you mentioned the clients you're selling to, that your customers are, they seem to be legitimate businesses, schools, hospitals, not a lot of mom and pop. Is that correct?
Right. We don't do any individual construction for individuals typically.
And about how much, your accounts receivable, if we look at your financials, about how much do you have out in accounts receivable?
Probably a million or so right now.
Okay. And do you currently have any factoring arrangements?
We do not.
Yeah. Okay. So there's two very, very different methods here, and I want to, you know, it's ultimately your signature, your business. I want to give you some options. From refinancing, there's three options. The first option is, as your loans age, and you pay down your balances naturally, so probably about 3 to 4 months, you might just be eligible for doing a natural refinance of your working capital. What are the benefits? Well, the benefits are, our working capital terms are often quite longer than what you've experienced. You're getting like 10, 12-month terms. Some of our loans go out 18, 24 months. We do some longer-term loans on a daily or weekly payment basis for a company that has good credit. That's avenue one. Avenue two is something that I'm not too fond of offering, but often can make sense for the right business. So if you wanted a quick 100K, rather than just paying off all these loans, because a refinance right now would be, I'm sure you understand the numbers are kind of difficult to put together, we could do what's called a third position loan. It's not about giving you $1 million. It's about starting a relationship and fulfilling a need, and we've done a lot in the construction business. And that allows a customer to keep their current notes and get some quick funding from us. Those loans can be funded within a matter of a few days. It's not a big deal at all. What are the issues? Well, when you talk about a third position loan, you're going to be limited to about $100,000, and the term's going to be shorter. So you're looking at a term that's much shorter, and to give you an idea, it's going to be usually about 5 to 6 months because of the risk factors. But you'd get about $100K on that if it would basically fulfill your need. The third option is really trying to figure out a term loan, and that might just be a complete refinance and netting of money. Now, that's a tremendous amount of underwriting. We've done it a lot, a tremendous amount of underwriting. But that's when we really, really delve deeply, kind of dive into the business, ask a lot of information, look at your accounts receivable, really kind of get, you know, it's more of a thorough loan product, but it can be done. I don't think from what I hear from you, is it fair to say that waiting 4 months and just doing a natural refinance is probably not something you want to talk about right now. Is that correct?
Maybe in the future, but not
in
right
the future. Okay, fair enough. So I think right now it's really, let me kind of give you an idea of what the terms would be on $100K if you had a pen handy.
Sure, go ahead.
So, and I'm going to double check these notes, but what I've got is, give me a second. And is this one project this money is going to, or a few projects this 100K potentially?
No more than two.
Gotcha. Okay. So if you did a third position loan, you'd be looking at $100,000. It'd be about $1,193 a day. It's about 120 days, so the payback I think is $143, but it gives you $100,000 without having to go through the whole refinance issue. That's one option. In terms of a term loan, which is something with, do you currently have any lines of credit with your local bank?
We do have that available.
Okay. What's your current limit, if you don't mind me asking?
$200,000.
And is there any utilized on it, or is it paid down?
No, there isn't. We've actually talked to them also about bumping that potentially.
But you don't have any debt on that, correct?
No.
Okay, and I'm assuming you kind of keep that relationship open and use it and then pay it back to keep it open, correct?
Right.
All
right.
Yeah, and that's completely reasonable. So the other option is if you're wanting to do a third position loan, it's a great option. If not, we talk about a complete refinance of a term loan, really deeply, deeply dive into this. It's really about what makes you most comfortable and your time situation, and we're really open to feedback.
Well, I can tell you, you know, the third position doesn't appeal to me. If we absolutely had to, you know, we were in a crunch, we would understand that. But I'm trying, Ruben, to get away from the daily payback type things. You know, we thought we could roll some of this, and we understand maybe a couple of months down the line or something, we thought we could roll some of this into a term loan or, you know, maybe use a line of credit or something to get rid of them. But we would really like to, you know, get a monthly bill rather than a week, daily bill.
And I think it sounds like also you'd rather, forgive me if I'm assuming something, but you'd rather get off away from this higher cost money, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not going to push you. I mean, like I said, we're not that pushy kind of company. If a third position, I can offer you those terms, and look, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. It's not a big deal. And if you end up meeting it, great. Here's what I could tell you what we could do with the term loan. We can explore it. It's a very complex process, but I'm more than happy to, you know, we're a direct lender. We work with other lenders, pick up a phone and see if we can find you a solution, and there might be it, and get you something that's a lot more reasonable. And what we would need to kind of go through that process is the following. Do you have a pen handy?
Sure.
It's 2 years of personal and business tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
It's a profit and loss and balance sheet for year to date.
Mm-hmm.
It's an accounts receivable and accounts payable aging report.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I can really kind of start putting something, I think, together. If you're not, and like I said, you can always feel free to give us a call and say, hey, look, I don't want to wait anymore, and that call could be tomorrow, that call could be in 3 weeks. Give me the $100,000, and we could do that for you.
Okay, well, probably the best thing, you know, for me would be right now to send you the information for the term loan for you to take a look at it. And,
yeah.
You know, just tell me where we're at. If we get in a pinch, you know, then I can call you back. But I think, you know, I don't really want to get into the third position if we can, you know, avoid it.
I agree with you. The only thing is, I agree with you. The only reason I advise these loans is sometimes customers ask for the money when they don't need it. I will tell you that once the balances get very low, it's very hard to get that money. So I always tell customers, like, look, at the end of the day, it is an expensive loan, but to kind of compare it, it might still be worth it for you to consider simply because the cost of this loan as opposed to refinance from a short-term basis is actually cheaper. And the reason is, if you prepay all your interest on your existing advances, that cost will make your cost of money obscenely high, whereas this does not require you to prepay all that interest.
Okay, so there's no, I guess, no penalty or something on that.
Well, let's talk about that. So, like, with your Everest loan, you borrowed $200,000, right?
Correct.
You're paying back how much?
I think it's like $250,000, somewhere there, $260,000 maybe.
Okay, hold on one second. Let me make sure I've got data in front of me. So, bear with me. And so you, Gibraltar paid off your old Marlin loan, is that correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you're doing $1,200 a day with Everest, correct?
Right.
So, yeah, the whole issue is you're taking that 50, the whole challenge would be, your Everest loan is very, very new. And so I don't know how they work, but I assume that they really don't give you a discount for paying off early. Is that accurate?
Right, I think you have to pay the first 25% off, and then they'll discount after that.
But it's not much, is what I'm saying. Your number's not going to drop from a 250 total payback to a 210 total payback. I assume it's going to be pretty much a commitment of payments, correct?
Right, I think it's a 5% discount maybe after the first 25%, something like that.
Which
is
not much, to be honest, because if you're paying 250 and 5% on that, yeah, it's 10 grand, but still, let's assume that's accurate. Let's say your payback's 235. The whole issue is you're essentially paying 35 grand of interest to borrow 200 grand, but you're paying that all interest in 2 or 3 months. So you're effectively paying 35 grand to borrow 200 over 2 or 3 months, which makes your cost of interest, it shoots it up to the sky. And that's why sometimes these third positions are offered, because they're actually, even though it's a more expensive loan up front, you're not rolling all this prepaid interest in. That's the whole issue. Yeah, so if you want to shoot all that stuff to Nicole, you know, I'll put a pen to paper. I'll see what Bank of Cardiff can, you know, produce for you. And hopefully we can find a solution that would benefit you. And it sounds like right now that at the end of the day, you just want to probably borrow about 100K or more. But it's really about just turning this into a more manageable cost of money.
Right. That's really what the idea was. I mean, you guys, I guess Nicole reached out to me, and I just responded to her, and it kind of went from there. So,
yeah.
You know, if the third, you're saying the third position may be cheaper overall because the upfront interest isn't there. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying this. So let's just say, and there's a lot of moving parts, but here I'm just going to give you an example. Let's say you're borrowing $100, and let's say you're paying back $125 over 10 months. All right.
Right.
Well, let's say you get a refinance, okay? So let's say we come to you and we say, hey, look, we're going to refinance your debt. So, well, let's say we give you 250 and 125 goes to you. Let's say we give you 240 and like 120 goes to you and 120 goes to us. It goes to your lenders. The whole issue that's going on right there really is the reason why that loan is very expensive is because you're taking $20 of prepaid interest and tacking onto a new loan. But that $20 of interest, you're paying $20 of interest over 2 months. So you're paying, you're taking all this front loan interest and you're loading it into the new loan. That's the whole issue. Whereas if you do a third position loan, since you're not paying anyone off, you're not carrying over all this prepaid interest. That's what makes it.
It's not being used to pay off something else. Is what you're saying. So.
Well, there's a difference when you talk about a car loan, right? So here's an example. Car loan. There's principal and interest separation. So if you borrow $20,000 for a car loan and you owe $15,000, let's say halfway through the loan you refinance the car loan. Well, let's say you owe, and let's say if you take your car loan, you're refinancing the existing principal, not all the interest you would owe for those remaining years. The whole issue that you're going to face here is you owe $450. But of that, if you refinance that, there might be $100,000 of interest there prepaid. That's the whole issue, that you're taking this $100,000 of interest that's prepaid and you're squeezing it into the next loan. And that's what's driving up the borrowing costs. It's this whole rollover of interest. Because much of this interest, if you're paying average back 50 grand of interest and we refinance that loan, you're basically taking 50,000, your effective cost for that loan is 45 or 50 grand over 2 months. That's what the whole issue is. If you do a third position loan, go ahead.
You're saying that the only way to get rid of the prepaid interest, if you will, is to continue paying down on the current loan.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's I think one of the, I don't work for Everest, I don't know their whole system, but I know industry average is that these loans don't separate principal and interest. And so a lot of customers come into us and they say, I want to refinance, but we have to tell them, well, look, if you do a third position loan, it's going to look obnoxiously expensive, but it has the benefit of not rolling all this prepaid interest in. That's the whole issue you'll face, especially with your recent advance, because if you prepay this interest, it's a lot of, you're taking 50 grand of interest and you're officially pumping it into a new loan. If you do a third position, you're not doing that. You're avoiding that issue.
Right. No, I'm totally with you on that. I was fuzzy for a minute, but I'm good on that now. My question, I guess, Ruben, is, so with this early interest, that basically as I'm making these payments are getting all their interest up front, how is the best way to get rid of that if I'm trying to refinance something?
You know, that's a question that I can't answer. So a lot of our loans come with discounts for paying off early, but that's why even if we explore a term loan, you're going to have to be okay with, if you get a term loan, you're going to be happy. And the reason is simply, you're going to get a monthly payment and get this monkey off your back. But that's why the third position loan sometimes does make sense, because it's not $500,000. So if you looked at a $100,000 loan, if you looked at third position, which if you want to know the truth, I'm only comfortable offering to business owners that actually sound like they know what they're doing, and I think you're in that category. You have a well-established business. You're not trying to do a tremendous amount of money. You have a reason to borrow the money. It makes sense. Where people get into trouble in these loans is they're just trying to do Band-Aid solutions. And this sounds like you actually have an actual need. That's why we'd extend the offer. But essentially, the $100,000 loan is, hey, borrow $100. I'm going to pay back about $143. I know where the money's going. It helps me generate revenue. You know, what are your profit margins, out of curiosity? What is your profit margin and what's your turn? How long does it take you to actually realize that profit?
We run about 15% on a construction project. It's, say, $500,000, and we will do that over about 6 months.
Okay. And so this, in tops, I'm sure, like, there's no point of talking about, like, a $40,000 or $50,000 offer. $100,000 would be the real minimum you guys would look at, correct?
Yeah, $40,000 or $50,000 wouldn't touch anything that I would be doing. You know, I guess back to the interest question, the reason I'm bringing it up is, let's say I come to you and I want to get a term loan, and I want to get $500,000 term loan, or I want to get whatever is available.
Mm-hmm.
In order to get an early payoff, let's say I go to Everest or I go to Gibraltar, I call them, and I say, okay, I'm going to pay this off. What kind of discount can I get? And you're saying some of them will have a discount, some of them may not.
I don't know. I don't know those companies. A term loan is completely different than a working capital loan. So a working capital loan is generally a commitment to pay back. So if you're borrowing $100 and you're paying back, or $200 and you're paying back $250, typically you're responsible for the $250. Now some companies, I don't know these companies, like I said, I don't know their system, I don't know the contract you signed with them. Some of them do give discounts for paying off early, but usually it's quite minimal. So many of these loans, go ahead.
But they wouldn't give me an early payoff knowing that, let's say, you were going to extend a term loan, you know, to take up the difference. I would essentially have to go to them and say, give me an early payoff. And if they gave me an early payoff, then we would pay that off and use the term loan to pay ourselves back. Does that make more sense?
No, I mean, we do a lot of these working capital loans, and we have early discounts for paying it off, and it doesn't matter where the money comes from. So the way that our early payments work is, it says, if you're going to pay this loan off, you get X discount at this day, X discount at this day, X discount at this day. We don't draw a line in whether the money comes from us or another lender. We're rarely paid off because our solutions are honestly, we feel a lot better than the industry average. To answer your question, like, how do I know if I'm going to get discount for paying off early? I don't know. You can reach out to your lenders. I don't have your contracts. I don't know how they work. I'm telling you from my general experience, that's the only reason I feel the $100,000 loan, albeit being third position, actually works, because it gets you enough money to, you know, get your projects going. I'm sure that's part of a larger job. It fulfills a need. And, you know, kind of the way that I see it is, if you did a $100,000 loan, it would kind of match up. That's a 5 to 6 month loan. In five or six months, your loan balances will have naturally been paid down to a more manageable level to potentially get refinancing done. No promises, but you'd probably be at a better level. The whole issue where refinancing right now is very going to be very difficult for you, or your business, it's not a slight at you. It's just simply telling you the truth. You've got a lot of debt relative to revenues, and once that goes above $250, the most of the money has to come from you. So I think what we should explore is potentially a term loan. You know, as long as you're in no rush, let us know. And then, hey, if we can come back to you with something, and you want to pull the position on, you know, pull the trigger on a third position loan, we got $100,000 sitting here for you.
Okay. No, I think that's fair, and I'll probably won't be tomorrow, but maybe Monday I'll send that stuff over to Nicole, and you guys can start working on it.
Yeah, and just like I said, if you end up wanting to pull that trigger earlier, you've always got our number, but hopefully we'll be able to find a solution for you here.
All right. Well, thank you for the info, Ruben. It's been a big help.
You got it, brother. Sorry about the phone issues.
Yeah, no problem. Take care. See you.
Take care. Bye-bye.